On Worcester Polytechnic Institute Week, keeping more women in STEM programs is a key focus for the future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rick Vaz, Professor of Interdisciplinary and Global Studies, explores one way to do it.
Despite years of effort, attracting and retaining more women into STEM fields remains a challenge. Research suggests women are more motivated than men by work that helps others and by collaborative work. While science and technology can transform lives and involve teamwork, too often they are viewed as solitary pursuits more focused on things than on people. A recent study sheds light on how to address these challenges. The study looked at over 2,500 STEM graduates from a project-based curriculum ranging over 38 years of graduation. Alumni were asked about long-term impacts of undergraduate project work. While most alumni reported a wide range of benefits, women reported more positive impacts from project-based learning than men in 36 of 39 areas. Some differences were in professional impacts. Women were significantly more likely than men to report that project work helped them much or very much in problem-solving, communication, and professional interactions. Differences in personal impacts were equally striking, with women reporting benefits in character development and self-efficacy at significantly higher rates than men. In interviews, alumni described how real-world applications helped them see how technical careers could connect with their interests. One said, "These projects really allowed me to see the impacts on society that engineering can have, and it really stimulated my interest in staying with engineering." While the study reveals a wide range of professional and personal benefits to both men and women, these differences suggest that project-based learning could be a powerful strategy to attract and retain more talented women into science and technology fields.
That was Rick Vaz of Worcester Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.